Now, what effects are going to be brought about by sympathetic activation? What happens during a fight or flight response? And I want to point out that one of the major outcomes of sympathetic response is heightened awareness and a readiness to react. So any part of the body that's involved with awareness and processing that information, or muscles and so on that are needed for reaction, are going to be heightened. Their activity is going to be increased. They're going to have increased blood flow to them in order to bring the oxygen and nutrients that are needed for those parts of the body to function optimally. So some of the things that are going to happen during a sympathetic response is that the heart rate is going to increase. Breathing is also going to increase. Metabolism in the muscles, in the skeletal muscles, will increase as well, so that the muscles are ready to respond either by fighting or running away. There will be increased blood flow to the muscles to provide them with the oxygen and food that they need. There's also increased blood flow to the brain. And along with all of this is increased blood pressure. Now, this may sound really easy. These things are just, you know, being increased and stimulated, but there are parts of the body that are actually going to be temporarily shut down. And some of these parts of the body, for example, are going to be any of the organs involved with digestion. If you're in a to-the-death fight with a saber-toothed tiger, it's not the time to be thinking about maybe eating a ham sandwich or something like that. Another part of the body that's function is temporarily turned off is the urinary system. Well, not turned off entirely, but it's certainly blood flow to the urinary system is going to be decreased. It's not going to be emphasized. The immune system also takes a back seat and less function during sympathetic response. And the reproductive system. If you're in a life or death fight with a saber-toothed tiger, it's not the time to be thinking about adding to the next generation. Some of the clinical applications with the sympathetic nervous system, you may have heard of beta-blocking agents, for example, to lower blood pressure, and so on.